Park City plans to decorate its utility boxes with local artwork submitted to the city. Park City Special Events Manager Jenny Dearson explains the project.
We're actually looking for 10 pieces of art to wrap utility boxes or some of those Rocky Mountain Power boxes that you see around town. This is somewhat of a pilot project, and so while we're hoping to wrap 10 utility boxes this summer, we're hoping that moving forward in future years, we'll continue to wrap a few more each summer.
Dearson emphasizes the hope that the art reflects Park City.
The reason why this project is so exciting to me is this is really one for the community to participate in. So we are focusing on artwork from the community. So whether you're a local artist, if you're a student in school, if you're a neighborhood that wants to put a proposal together, we're looking for various designs that help link to our sustainability efforts and to our energy priorities in the city. So it's also an important partnership between our sustainability department. And art is really a way to link to our critical priorities and top priorities in the community.
The submission deadline is June 1st.
We are asking people that do submit to also give a little bit of writing to talk about how their piece relates to the sustainability goals. And then the 10 pieces that we'll select will actually be paying $400 per artist that's selected. So we'll actually acquire those into our public art collection as well and likely display those original pieces of art somewhere else in the community.
The winners will be selected by the Park City Public Art Board with input from representatives from the Park City Sustainability Team and Rocky Mountain Power.
I do anticipate getting quite a few submissions for this one. Like I said, this is a project that we are hoping to continue in the future, and there might be other opportunities if we do get a lot of submissions to showcase all of the art that we do receive.
For more information, you can visit the city's website, parkcity.org. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.